This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region. He said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. The Prime Minister assured that the government is making every possible effort to ensure that the burden of conflict situations does not fall on citizens. He said all steps will be taken to ensure that global conflicts have minimal impact on farmers and the public. Mr. Modi added that with the government's continuous efforts, the situation will be effectively tackled and every decision will be taken for the betterment of the people. Referring to the recent visits of the President of Finland and Prime Minister of Canada, he said global leaders are keen to strengthen cooperation with India and acknowledge the country's rapid growth. The Prime Minister said India is shaping global frameworks and contributing actively to building a new international order. He said the country is moving towards next-generation digital infrastructure. Highlighting the implementation of Unified Payments Interface, Mr. Modi said India has emerged as the fastest-moving country in real-time digital payments. Referring to the vision of Vikasit Bharat, Mr. Modi said the country is undertaking next-generation reforms to accelerate growth. Mr. Modi noted that in 2014 there were around 14 crore LPG connections in the country, which has now increased to 33 crore. Emphasizing the importance of public trust and awareness, he said every citizen has a role to play in helping the country navigate challenging times. He added that over the last decade, bottling capacity has also been doubled, while distribution centers have increased from about 13,000 to 25,000. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruption to the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure and domestic supply of LPG is fully protected. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. The minister said LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directives and further procurement is currently underway.
In the last 5 days, LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directive and further procurement is actually underway. Modi government's foremost priority is that the kitchen of India's 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged, do not face any shortage. Domestic supply is fully protected and the delivery cycle is unchanged. The standard time for booking to delivery for domestic LPG cylinders remains 2.5 days unchanged.
Mr. Puri said the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping for the first time in recorded history. Earlier, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is a lot of panic regarding LPG and restaurants are struggling to operate and street vendors are also being affected. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said India imports almost 60% of LPG and most of it comes from the Strait of Hormuz. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said there have been maritime incidents involving Indian crew on foreign-flagged vessels. Flight operations by Indian carriers to and from Riyadh have resumed from today. In a statement, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said it is closely monitoring the evolving situation in the West Asia region and its impact on air travel between India and Gulf countries in the region. The ministry said on the first day of resumption, three services are being operated to Mumbai by Air India and Indigo and one service to Calicut by Air India Express, thereby restoring important air connectivity between India and Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.